What's your initial reaction?
I don't think there's much surprise that the parties reached an agreement. Obviously, the devil is in the details. I think we all need to wait and see exactly what the agreement says, how the agreement will be implemented. And until we see those very detailed particulars, I think it's much too early to come to an assessment one way or the other.
Do you have any idea how a deal like this may impact Israel?
I think that caution will be the necessary byword here. I think one needs to be very careful with the rhetoric. It's clear that there's some kind of a quote-unquote collision course between Obama and Netanyahu. I think they both realize and recognize that there's a limit to how much they can say because there are larger interests at play here. I would think from the perspective of the Israeli public, the Israeli polity, again, rhetoric aside, the key question will be how will the guarantees be implemented? How will observation, supervision be implemented? Will the Iranians honor the agreement? And what are the consequences if the Iranians decide not to honor the agreement? But again, I think we're a ways away from all that, and that's why I think at the moment the best thing to do is to take a wait-and-see approach.
Is there any nervousness in Israel right now or other parts of the Middle East as you can gauge it at this point?
The initial reaction is a lot of rhetoric from the Israeli right that this is an agreement that is akin to Chamberlain and Munich with the black umbrella, appeasement and surrender to Iran. But I think a lot of that is for the sake of domestic politics here, and frankly also setting up what will be the battle in the Senate, because at the end of the day, this agreement will have to come before the U.S. Senate. And I think there's some of the rhetoric here, the audience, there's a double audience. One is the Israeli public, and the other is the U.S. Senate. And again, it's rhetoric. In terms of the larger Middle East, I think there is concern about will the agreement be, how carefully will it be monitored, and will Iran be true to their word? And there's this interesting, I don't know if I would even call it an alliance, let's say a developing tactical alliance, perhaps between Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia, and maybe the Persian Gulf countries, that are wary about this agreement because I'm not sure that they fully trust the Iranians. But that, too, is going to have to be wait and see to see whether, indeed, Iran will honor its agreement.
Especially as Saudi Arabia and the other Middle Eastern allies in the U.S. are Sunni and Iran is Shia. And this just plays into the classical battles and wars between those two branches of Islam.
It does. I think that's a good point. That no doubt plays a role in it. But I think also there's, use the word wariness in terms of how Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and other countries view Iran. Maybe, somewhere between wariness to skepticism. What complicates the very complicated geopolitics, that also seems to be the case that the U.S. is depending, is too strong a word, but depending, quote unquote, on Iran in the context of fighting ISIS, which means that to some extent the U.S., again, quote unquote, needs Iran for the other conflict in the Middle East, which is ISIS. Politics makes for strange bedfellows. In terms of this agreement with Iran, let's use wariness and skepticism amongst the Arab world whether or not the Iranians indeed will follow through. And I think they're clearly, President Obama is well aware of the fact, there's going to be a steep battle in the U.S. Senate in terms of getting the Senate to sign off to this agreement.
How will a U.S. deal possibly, with Iran, possibly aid in the fight against ISIS?
Well, if the U.S. has come to the conclusion that to fight ISIS effectively, there's a need for some level of Iranian involvement, then the argument goes that in order to get Iran on board with respect to ISIS, it's important to reach out to them and to make this agreement on the nuclear front. Again, in the context of the very complicated geopolitics of the Middle East, you can think tactically, you can think strategically. I would say the nuclear deal is thinking strategically. The agreement or the coalition, quote unquote, with respect to ISIS perhaps reflects more tactical thinking, and it may be here that there's some kind of a convergence or confluence between tactics and strategy.
Can there be room for optimism with this deal? I mean, it is historic. Iran and the U.S. have had nothing but horrible relations since the late 70s. Can there be some cause for optimism at this point or in the near future?
I think that the correct answer to that is it will depend on whether or not the monitoring arrangements will be honored by Iran, whether there'll be full access in the context of the agreement to the nuclear site, and whether or not the parties to the agreement feel that the Iranians are honoring that agreement. If the answer to that is yes, then I don't know if optimism, I would use the word optimism, but perhaps a sense of, you know, that issue has been addressed. On the other hand, if the Iranians backtrack in any way, then the agreement, you know, will not be worth a great deal, and we will go backwards rather than forward. And that's why I would suggest that cautiousness, I think, should be the word of the day, neither optimism nor pessimism.